Good morning. It's footy's great day of hope. What happens over the next 48 hours at the national draft changes the lives of those selected. It reinforces the stocks to light the future of the game, and it gives supporters a burst of optimism in the youngsters who might alter the fortunes of their clubs. Above all, it's the joy of the teenagers whose dream is about to be ignited. Over the past month or so, we've heard from so many of the aspirants here on this station. They share the commonality of the dream that's hatched in junior footy and honed at their clubs and in their schools and through the pathways. Many selected tonight will know their destination already. They are the chosen ones through the first round. The pool tomorrow, well, that'll be racked with a bit of mystery and a bit of tension, probably a few more nerves. We saddle these kids with a lot quickly, and there's the sense of impatience usually, but it's impatient excitement to see them play. We were kicking at this around this morning in the office. Who are the first-year draftees who've played a true role in shaping the next season? So Joel Selwood instantly comes to mind in a Geelong premiership of 2007. And Jaden Stevenson, I think, fits that bill on Collingwood's run to a grand final in 2018. Not the kids who have had great seasons themselves. So most recently, Sam Walsh, who was compelling in his first year, but Carlton finished near the bottom and sacked a coach. Who are the kids who played a role in shaping their first season? 0433 98 11 16. Who immediately comes to mind? And who might be capable of that in the crop that's taken tonight? There is a palpable sense of excitement for what lies in store. It's been there with North Melbourne supporters for weeks as they recount the name Jason Horne-Francis with near reverence. And during the worst of days for Collingwood fans this year, they seem to find comfort knowing that Nick Dacos would soon be in their midst.
Dad keeps me out of it pretty well and keeps me level-headed, and you know, it's pretty hard. You got a mum that every time she sees it on Facebook posts about it, and yeah, it's up there, so you see it a lot. But yeah, I try to stay out of it mostly. Yeah, ahead of the draft, look, I'm just really excited to get it all over and done with, really, and yeah, know where I'm going, and just have footy, I guess, is a full-time job and do what you love every day. I'm really excited about that.
It's always been something that I never thought would just come. Like, it's always been, oh, it's still 3 years away. Oh, it's still a year and a half away. Oh, it's a year away. But to know that it's around the corner now, I'm super excited. I try and stay as present as I can. So for me, not looking too far forward, as exciting as it can be, it can also be daunting at the same time.
It is exciting. They seem very mature and level-headed and especially ambitious, and well they should be. The dreams are about to be acknowledged tonight as they become part of the AFL system. The first round, we're going to have a play as the day unfolds with what's in a draft, how pick 24, 31 and 40 are dominating recent drafts over their much-lauded early picks, and how rookie pick 37 holds sway over his classmates almost a decade on. So there's a bit of fun to be had on that front. It's civil war in cricket, with Tasmania batting up for the former captain, declaring everything bar treachery, it seemed, in the conduct of Cricket Australia. And a select panel of five will ratify the next test captain. The panel won't include Justin Langer, which is a curiosity, I think. Marcus Harris is going to join me from inside the Australian camp on the Gold Coast as we go along.